Good morning. It is the 25th of July in the year 2021 from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. This is PJ, and this is a tribute to a young lady that I've known for years that passed away. But Karen isn't gone. Karen will forever be in my heart. Let me share with you something beautiful about her little personality. And I say little because I'm the old white-haired man. I remember Karen when she was a young lady growing up in the church that I later pastored, that her father, Reverend Lewis Finister, was one of the associate ministers of Olivet Baptist Church, which was located at 976 East Jefferson Boulevard in Los Angeles, zip code 90011. Man, it's embedded on my mind. I know that address. I know that building. The building was basically hand-built by J.B. Stanley. Had an old bakery torn down, and from that old bakery back in the day, Jake had this monstrosity called Olivet built, and out of Jake's own flavor. And we were a part of his church family. I'll tell you, I don't recall when the Finisters joined the church. I joined it officially after the Finisters were in the church, but I and my family were members of the church for years before the Finisters even came from Louisiana. Lewis Finister married Ophelia Finister, who is also deceased, and you're going to hear my dog bark because my neighbor always walks her little chihuahua in front of the house, and Harcourt goes crazy, even on a Sunday morning, so we're going to allow him to do that. But Lewis had these children, he and Ophelia, and I recall them because when I had first become a believer, Lucy and I were married, and we had little children, and we were members of the church, and Lewis didn't have a car, and I would drive by this little, it was not an apartment, kind of like a little, what do you call these little houses that you live in? And anyhow, the Finisters stayed there. We used to go by their house and the house of Adele Bishop, who is also deceased. And Adele had her children, Shirley, Linda, Mike Bishop, and I'm just remembering the Finister and the Bishop family because Lewis and Adele were siblings. They were brother and sister, and they were from Louisiana, and they came to Los Angeles. Lewis became a county employee. I became a city employee. I told you that story. But let's focus on Karen. I taught her in my Sunday school class. She was a student in the Sunday school class, and I had many a student. Karen was always listening to me when I taught them the stories of Jesus. Basically, African-American faith and religion. I know now that some of the things that I taught her could not accurately be proven, but as a man of faith, I found it my obligation and duty to do the best that I could to teach these children about God, about the afterlife, such as I knew it. Well, if there's one thing that I know about the Finister family and the Coleman family, and it's still in me because I got up this Sunday morning, and I got to tell you, I got up this Sunday morning and I was going to regularly make my cup of coffee and piece of toast and go on about my way. But I turned on my iPad and I got to listening to this old school gospel music, and I found myself slain by the Holy Spirit, weeping, crying out unto God. And Karen's life came before me. And I'd like to dedicate this webcast this Sunday morning to the Finister family. And I'm going to play this number that I found on YouTube. It's by Richard Smallwood, "The Center of My Joy." He did it live. And I want to play this for the Finister family as you think about the loss of a sister, the child, a friend, a loved one, especially to Patrice Finister, to Dimitri, to Darrell, to Junior. Man, I remember those kids. To Dwayne. Man, I remember Jeremy. Jeremy had this smile. Jeremy's also passed on. To the Finister family, enjoy this. And don't ever forget this. I'm not talking about a white man. I'm not talking about the slave Messiah. I'm talking about the spiritual man, Jesus, who we made the center of everything in our lives. And even though Karen is gone in physical form, she is here with us today. Richard Smallwood now.
Direction. You're the compass for my way. Yeah, the fiery night when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. Source and fish of my
for Karen Finister. To the Finister family, don't ever forget that. The center of all of your joy, every smile, every incident, every accident, every purposeful deed done. With Karen, by Karen, towards you was love. Don't ever forget her lovely smile, her spirit, her life. I never shall. That's why I have on the website that glorious picture of her out in the back parking lot of the church after a Saturday Bible class day. And we were getting ready to leave the church after teaching the children, even Karen, as a young, burgeoning teenager, about God, about life. You know, after the Finister family left Olivet, we lost contact with each other. Didn't talk much because ministry took me on a level. I got into radio apologetics and everything else. And the church started to grow and Lewis was pastoring his church and everything changed. But it was a wonderful thing because of what I knew about them, that they would go on in faith and remain as strong as they needed to be. And I want the Finister family to remain that strong even today and to remain stronger as you live. Don't ever forget Karen. Don't ever forget her mom, her brother. To the Finister family, my deepest sympathy for your loss. And for those of you that's come to my website, thank you for sharing this moment.